You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The NBA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at underdogfantasy.com with promo code SGPN and receive a free $25 entry to use in Best Ball Mania 2 for a chance to win $1 million. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today. And welcome, everyone, to a special edition, late Tuesday night edition of the NBA Gambling Podcast. This is your host, ZB. 10:34 p.m. on the East Coast, Tuesday night. We're coming down to the wire of this Bucks-Hawks game and just a tough night for the NBA and for Bucks fans. So join me to break that down, and then we're going to give you guys a handicap of Clippers-Suns Game 6. Munaf, how are you, bro?
I'm in shock, man. This is just absolutely crazy, Val.
Yeah.
I mean, we get pregame news that Trae Young is out and Giannis leaves with a apparent knee injury, and it's going to be last man standing, it feels like, man.
Yeah. I can't remember being more stunned or just like straight. I mean, I was just shook by that Giannis injury. I mean, so we'll talk about it. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, Giannis went up to contest an alley-oop. You know, landed awkwardly behind Clint Capella, I guess, kind of a physical play up in the air. Knee totally buckles backwards. Looked terrible. He looked like he was about to break into tears. Then he kind of walked it off decently well, limping back to the locker room, then back out to the court. And then obviously they went down about 20 points, so he went back to the locker room again. They're calling it a hyperextension, but obviously no MRI yet. So,
yeah.
Kind of just a crazy, just stunning. I mean, obviously the toll of this, the injuries in these playoffs has been devastating. Like you said, on top of that, Trae Young didn't even play in this game. Now it looks like the Hawks will get a W. So, I mean, I guess we can just talk about what the Bucks might look like without Giannis going forward. I think this is still kind of, they can still win the series without him, no doubt. So, you know, what do you think of this injury? And to me, it looks like it's the Suns' title to lose at this point if Giannis is any type of missing games.
Oh, yeah, barring an injury from the Suns, right? I mean, it's going to be tough for both teams. I mean, we still don't know if Trae Young is going to be back for game five. So it just sucks. You know, every single one of these series, we're missing the best player in every single series. And now in the Bucks and Hawks, we're missing the two best players. So,
tough.
As far as tonight, you know, I think let me kind of rewind. I think for the Bucks now, this is a spot where Chris Middleton has to kind of step up, or has to step up for the Milwaukee Bucks. And same thing with Jrue Holiday. You know, Paul George stepped up in the absence of Kawhi Leonard. We saw that in game five between those two teams. And I think that's what's going to take for, depending on what's going on with Giannis's knee or what the severity of the injury is, we'll find out more hopefully tomorrow. But initially it didn't look good. I mean, I think it's good news that he was able to walk it off on his own. He tried to come back in, but you know, like you said, that they were down 20. He said, let's just call this a night and yeah. get ready for maybe game five and get an MRI. So, you know, I think we're all still trying to process what's going on in this game right now, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. And I keep going back to, in the NBA finals when Klay tore his ACL, remember he came back out of the tunnel to shoot his free throws, right?
Yeah.
And then he went back after those free throws. And then because it could have kept him the opportunity to stay in the game. And then obviously we haven't seen him since in an NBA game. So, you know, kind of reminded me of that a little bit when he came back out. And look, for the Bucks, I mean, let's assume that Giannis at least misses a couple games, right? I mean, I have a hard time seeing him playing on Thursday night. We will see. I mean, he definitely is a tough guy, but look, they still have two stars on this team in Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. They have two really nice role players in Brook Lopez and PJ Tucker. Now, you know, Bryn Forbes, do you turn into some sort of super shooter? Pat Connaughton's, you know, they have pieces on this team that they could definitely still beat this Bucks team, especially with a hobbled Trae Young. And if Trae Young's not going to play tonight, I mean, he had to be pretty hurt, right? Like this series, if you know, obviously the Bucks came out terribly. And the Hawks had a chance to win this game for sure, even with Giannis in it. But, you know, you're down 2-1 at home. You're the underdog in the series. Like, this was basically a game 7 for Atlanta tonight, right? I mean, coming into the game. And Trae didn't go. So, you know, that tells you all you need to know about what the condition he's in. So, just a crazy sort of scene in this series. And now we wait to hear about Giannis, like you said. Have you seen any updates to pricing or anything like that or not yet? I'm sure.
I'm sure they're probably going to have to wait till we get more news on how extensive this injury is for him. But, you know, I've checked all the outlets and nothing that I see nothing that's of news right now as far as serious pricing for this series.
Yeah. So last question on this, and we'll get to work on this Suns Clippers game. But what is your projected line for game 5 in Milwaukee, assuming no Giannis?
Are you assuming no Giannis and no Trae or with Trae? it's tough, man.
I guess no Giannis, yes Trae. No Giannis, no Trae, maybe. I don't know. That probably seems the most likely result.
Yeah, it's tough, right? So we saw today that the news came out without Trae. The line moved from what I think was like 6.5, 7, and it got all the way up to 9.5 without Trae. So they're saying what he's worth about 2.5 points to the line. Giannis probably what 3 points, maybe 3.5, if that. I think 3. So I think they probably cancel each other out. Home takeaway, home court. I'll probably say like Bucks 4 at home.
Yeah, I was gonna say Bucks 3.
Yeah, Bucks 3 or 4.
Yeah. I'm very curious to see the kind of performance we get out of Drew Holiday. You know, he's been really nice in this kind of supporting role, very much been the Chris Bosh, you know, of this big three. You know, he's definitely taking a backseat. So I'm really curious to see kind of what he has in the tank in terms of just being a dude. And, you know, they're going to need plenty of Chris, plenty of Drew. I still think that can be a really good defensive team. You know, Brook Lopez is going to obviously take on more of a role. They're not going to have this small ball option with Giannis at center. But, you know, I think the only question is Mike Budenholzer, and you were correctly getting on him in the Slack channel tonight, and we'll have, I mean, he loses his best player, you know, when you have a coach who you're concerned with, that's not necessarily what you want to see.
Yeah. And I think that I say like after that first basket that the Hawks made, he should have called the timeout. Even after the second one, he should have called the timeout, but he let that lead get all the way to 20 plus, and that's all she wrote for the Bucks in this game. And we have about 4.5 minutes left and the starters are still in for the Bucks. Drew Holiday is still in. Chris Middleton is still in. I don't know why they're still in this game. They got to pull them out. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this team responds in game 5 in Milwaukee. I think they're going to be at home. I think that if this game was in Milwaukee and we got the Trae news, do you think that this would have been a different outcome?
Yeah, I do. I think that you would have seen the Bucks at least be kind of – I mean, I don't know. Like, I think this kind of was maybe a little bit predictable with the late Trae news drop. You're gearing up to play Trae all day. Then it's like a letdown. Okay, now we're like a 9.5-point favorite. We're definitely supposed to win this game. No pressure for the Hawks at all. They came out kind of having fun. their role players are playing well at home. I think if we're in Milwaukee, we see a different result. But yeah, I mean, I do think I will say for this game five, if Giannis does not go, I think I really will. And you get that depressed price. I think Bucks first quarter is something that could be a good angle for that game five, you know, kind of very ready to go. Everyone ready to step up without him, home crowd rocking, cheering on this team. I think they can come out, kind of lay a quick smack down early in game five. And if we do see a 3 or 4 point line, you're going to get that maybe Bucks minus one in the first quarter. So that's definitely something I'll be looking at for that game.
For sure. And, you know, they'll be ready to play at home. You know, I think, you know, we've talked about how Atlanta has not been great in first quarters, especially on the road. So I think that's a great angle to look at for the Milwaukee Bucks. But, you know, it looks like it's now 104-80, about 4 minutes and some change left. And I think that's going to do it for the Bucks starters. Yeah, they're all out. So we're on to game five with this series tied at 2 apiece.
Yes, sir. And then let's get to this. Why you guys are here to handicap for game six in Clippers Suns. We got one long ad break for everybody. So let's take a quick break here, and then we're going to come back and get to this game. Today's episode of the NBA Gambling Podcast presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Wynn Las Vegas experience. Get in all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WynnBET. So get started today. You'll receive a special offer up to $500 risk-free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WYNNBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Find the best odds on NBA championship and Stanley Cup futures when you buy directly from other bettors on PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time with one click of a button. And PropSwap also gives you a suggested price tool to let you know how much your ticket is worth. Last week, a PropSwap customer sold a $100 175-1 Atlanta Hawks ticket on the Eastern Conference for $6,250 after the Hawks went up 1-0 on Milwaukee. With PropSwap, your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. Think of it like the stock market, but for sports betting. And use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Go to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Make sure to head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for a free $25. You can use that free $25 to enter Best Ball Mania 2. In first place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right, sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly. It's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. Last but not least, are brought to you by the SGPN app, which is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all our picks and podcasts. And don't forget to toss us an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, thanks for bearing with us off the break. Huge win for the Clippers and their kind of whole organization in Game 5 going to Phoenix. We were talking about it on our show all day about how the Clippers needed to go small, take Zubac off the floor. Ultimately, a decision was made for Ty Lue when Ivica Zubac could not play. The Clippers went really small all game, except for DeMarcus Cousins coming in and giving some good minutes. Great Paul George performance, but just overall a very tough, resilient performance for the Clippers. Suns kind of looked a little bit lost at times, and the Clippers were the tougher team, hung in, took a lot of punches, and they lived to fight another day. So they come back for game six. Munaf, what did you think of that that win for the Clippers in game five and the Paul George disrespect of overturning tour continues through these playoffs?
Yeah, now Capella's down.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he just got elbowed in the face. I didn't see it. yeah, I mean, do you think that was Paul George's best NBA playoff game in his career?
Definitely his best in a Clipper uniform. Like, I would have to look back at the Indiana days, but
yeah,
that was just a phenomenal. He wasn't missing. He's so smooth when he had that mid range going, the pull up three off the dribble, just a great. And look, the turnovers are the one thing that's just getting kind of annoying, but he's carrying such a big scoring load. You kind of got to excuse it at this point.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he was 15 of 20 from the field. I mean, can't get any better than that. What's it? 75% from the field. 3 of 6 from 3-point land. He also grabbed 13 rebounds. He also had 3 steals, plus 14 on his plus minus. But I think the bigger thing was that they got an early contribution from Marcus Morris, and he just came out on fire in that first quarter for the LA Clippers. And that's exactly what they need, is that they needed somebody in that first quarter outside of Paul George to get this offense started. And Marcus Morris did that. And then Paul George was took over in that second half. They got a huge contribution and hit some clutch three-pointers by Reggie Jackson. And when you have Marcus Morris and Reggie Jackson combining for 45 points, you're going to win some games, along with, you know, Paul George's 41 point performance. So this was exactly the formula that they needed from the Clippers role players. Paul George did his thing, and now they're going into game six. I guess this will be tonight if you're listening in the morning here, but for us, it'll be tomorrow night. So it's going to be interesting, man. I do think this 3-1 curse is starting to get on the mind of Chris Paul here a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think definitely it hurts for the Suns not to close that out in game five, especially because given how exhausted the Clippers were. I mean, they're basically running on fumes, and they just kind of find a way to survive. Ty Lue, you know, can't be said enough about how good of a coach he's been in these playoffs. You did say, so if you filter by the game score function on Basketball Reference, that is that is the best performance of Paul George's career. Playoff career, he had a 39-8-8 in the Eastern Conference round one against Toronto in 2016, but nowhere near the kind of circumstances that of that performance. So Paul George stepping up, you know, I love Batum, love Beverly. I mean, Beverly is really bothering Devin Booker for sure, bothering CP3 as well. That flagrant call I thought was ridiculous. You know, Chris Paul's is just flailing around trying to get fouled, but, you know, it didn't end up changing the outcome of the game. Going small, I mean, no one has really been able to deal with the small ball lineup. The Jazz couldn't deal with it. DeAndre Ayton now can't deal with it. And the Clippers, you could really say, I mean, they should definitely be up 3-2 in this series if they just win that game with a valley hoop. The other loss that they had at home was an 84-80 game, which they had plenty of chances to win that game. So I think these teams are a lot closer, kind of, and I think they are winning the true plus minus of the series, if I am correct. So
yeah,
they've definitely been right there. And now we head to a game six where Suns definitely feeling a lot of pressure. I mean, I think, like you said, the 3-1 curse and Ty Lue being on the other side of that, he obviously has some history there. So let's turn to this game six. Clippers at home, 1-point home dog, total at 215. Moonup, where are you going for this game six? We're coming off a disagreement in game five, right? I had the Clippers. Did you the Suns, right?
I did. I thought they were going to finish it in at home in game five.
But you convinced me on the over, though. That hit, so that was a nice hit.
Yeah, but completely wrong on the spread there. I'm going to wait to find out who's reffing this game tomorrow, because if it is Scott Foster, I'm begging the Clippers here, because we haven't seen Scott Foster in a couple games here. I think he was on the Phoenix game in game two, but that was without CP3. So maybe that broke the losing streak there, but maybe it's time to start a new one. I think the NBA would love to see this to get to game seven, don't you think? I mean, you might want to grab some Clippers series price there, but I want to stay with the Clippers, man. I know you said you liked the Suns the other day, after the game was over in Phoenix, but I'm going to go with the Clippers here. They're going to be back home for the opportunity to force a game seven, 1-point home underdog. I'm going to take that. And I think that, you know, I'm worried about the regression of the shooting from Paul George, because he just was not missing at all in game five. But I think the role players again will step up today. We might see another Terrence Mann game. You know, Reggie Jackson has been consistent all series long, so he might get some help there. But I'm going to take Clippers plus that point at home.
Yeah, and for some reason this keeps happening during our shows. For the Clippers plus one just ticked up to minus 115 as you were talking. you know, maybe there's some mystical forces out there. I kind of forget. I did say in the Slack channel after that game five that I like the Suns in game six. I kind of can't remember why I thought that, because of how late it was. I think I felt something in my gut. I think I might have felt bad that I was chirping CP3 so hard. Felt bad that I was getting on McKee's nerves, so I had to throw a bone. I was saying I was taking the Suns. you know, I think there definitely is some been some funny banter in the Slack channel. So get in there if you're not. I'm gonna go with the Clippers here. I think that they. they kind of have figured out that the small ball approach, it works. I think, to me, I like the over in this game a little bit more. Okay. I didn't think that the Clippers small ball, they figured out this Suns defense while small. Yeah. And that we saw that sacrifices what they can do in the defensive end. The Suns had a lot of good looks. They also struggled against that zone to generate looks at times. I think the Suns will be able to score, especially without this rim protection. They got to get the ball to DeAndre Ayton, kind of mash more inside. He had a rough game in game five for really no good reason, right? If he has Marcus Morris on him, he's got a mash. So I do like this over at 215, but I will go with the Clippers plus one. I think that they'll just continue to fly around. And look, we saw this formula for them against the Jazz, where if you just go and try to take away PG, I mean, you can get destroyed by a barrage of three-pointers from the rest of these guys.
Yeah.
You know, Reggie Jackson. And if you're at home and Terrence Mann and Pat Bev are hitting threes, like you said, it's very, very hard to beat this Clippers team when they're just so much spacing and ball handling and Nicholas Batum making quick decisions and Reggie Jackson all of a sudden being a top 10 point guard. I mean, Reggie Jackson is legit phenomenal. You know, shooting the three, finishing everything he does. So I will take the Clippers here as a home dog, but definitely going to be one that I'm excited to see where Slack channel ends up. So if you're not in there, it's sg.pn/slack to sign up. Moonaf, where are you going to the total here?
Yeah, I agree with you 100% that if Zubac is not going to be able to go, I think he's still listed as questionable for this game. That small ball, I think they play with a lot more pace when he's not on the floor. And there's a lot more flow to the offense when he's not there, because they want to play that small ball, right? Do the Clippers. And when you have an extra shooter on the floor, that really opens up the floor. Like you said, that these guys are going to be able to knock down some shots from the corners, or, you know, like you said, Pat Bev, Reggie Jackson, Marcus Morris, Terrence Mann, all these guys can knock down the shot. So, and I think another point that you hit the nail on the head was despite it was part of the injury, but Batum did play 30 minutes in game five, and he was a plus 18 off the bench. So I think that was huge for them. So I will also lean towards the over in this game. I think the shot making is going to be there. It'll be a repeat of performance as far as shooting wise from the Clippers. I'm just more comfortable with them being at home and being able to shoot. So also on the over there, and the Clippers plus the one. So maybe a little parlay there too.
Yeah, I like that parlay. Definitely, like, there's also like the house money angle, right, for the Clippers too. And I think I trust Ty Lue the most of any coaches left in these playoffs. Now, I think Monty Williams obviously had a phenomenal season, and he was coach of the year, if I recall correctly. But yeah. Ty Lue, to me, in the playoffs, different animal. This team is very locked in, and I'm really looking forward to this game. I think both teams kind of have a lot to prove, and we're going to see what this Phoenix Suns team is made of. They kind of have had a lot of things go their way these playoffs. Now, they've also had the terrible Chris Paul, like, you know, crazy scenario there, but and the injury that Chris Paul suffered. But I'm looking forward to seeing how they respond to getting totally punched in the mouth in game five. And the Clippers, they do such a good job of responding to the other team's run. Like, when Phoenix kept cutting it, Clippers were up 10, Phoenix would cut it, Clippers would push it back out again. Like, they did not get rattled. They stayed the course and got a great win. Now they got to do it again in game six. Any quarter props, other bets you're seeing for tomorrow night that you like, any prop angles you're looking at? I think we probably should have the props open already.
Yeah, they should. Let me take a look here.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. As far as with Clippers being at home, I kind of like that first half for the Clippers, but I'm going to wait to pull the plug on that tomorrow. I'm going to dig a little more deeper tomorrow. But yeah, I see some props here. I think the first one that really jumps off the page to me is, you know, Marcus Morris over 13.5 points. I think that I saw a stat in game five where it says that if he's shooting better than 50%, this team was undefeated in the playoffs so far. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if he's going to continue to shoot well, he's going to need that support. Paul George will need that support from Marcus Morris again. So I like that over 13.5 points for Marcus Morris to start it off for tomorrow.
Yeah, in terms of props, I'm going back to Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
20.5 going over.
Okay.
The usage is there. The shot making is there. I love this guy's game right now. And yeah, it's only upgraded by a point. I think I'm happy with that. So Reggie Jackson over 20.5 points.
Wow, they are. They have Paul George rebounds listed at 10.5 now, which is crazy.
He's probably their tallest player, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
In their like closing lineup or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. Let me see Pat Bev rebounds, because he's always finding a way to get those loose balls and offensive rebounds. Let's see, he's listed at 3.5. Yeah, give me that over. It's again juiced a little bit, but I will take that over. Patrick Beverley over 3.5 rebounds. He had 5 in the last game. He had 4 in game 4, 6 in game 3, 4 in game 2. So he's had 4 or more since game 1 in this in the Western Conference Finals here. So I'll make that prop play number 2. Patrick Beverley over 3.5 rebounds.
There you go. Anything else that you got for this game? I'm very, very excited for this one, especially, just given the kind of bad blood that was brewing in game 5, and it's going to be an intense game. So any other plays you got?
No, I think that's it. Again, I'm going to wait for that referee report tomorrow. And if Scott Foster is on this game, I will auto bet the Clippers, because we know the history with Scott Foster and CP3. So as soon as that pops up, I believe it comes around, 8 o'clock? 9 o'clock Eastern time, so in the morning. So definitely keep your eye out for that.
There you go. We'll run back through these plays real quick for tomorrow night. I'm gonna be on the Clippers +1 over 215 and Reggie Jackson over 20.5 points. Munaf, how about you?
Yeah, I think we are on double lockstep with the Clippers +1 and the over. I am on Marcus Morris over 13.5 points tomorrow, and then Patrick Beverley over 3.5 rebounds. It's juiced a little bit, but I think that he'll definitely get that over there. So those are the plays for tomorrow.
There we go. And that is our show. Nice quick show tonight.
Yep.
Really exciting game tomorrow night. Obviously prayers up to Giannis. Hope that that is good and that he can come back at some point in this series or in these playoffs. But for now, we got to wait until we get a Woj or a Shams bomb tomorrow with the news. So Munaf, where can people find you on Twitter?
Yeah, find me on Twitter at SportsNerd824, dropping MLB, and I'll post my NBA picks again if for some reason you get it on the pod.
There you go. You can follow me on Twitter at NBAZachB. Get in the Slack channel, sg.pn/Slack. We keep just tricking up members in the NBA Slack. So we had some funny banter in there last night. It's funny banter in there tonight, so we'll keep that going. Check out sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Check out all the podcasts on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, including this podcast, the NBA Gambling Podcast. So hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. We definitely enjoy doing these night shows and get these picks out to you guys for tomorrow night early. So good luck with all your bets tonight, tomorrow, and the rest of these NBA playoffs. And let it ride, everybody. Basketball.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.